we'll go ahead and move now to our third and final presentation for today's webinar, who is Dr. Nathan Smith, who is an associate professor and extension economist with the University of Georgia. He's located on the Tifton campus in Tifton, Georgia, where his major responsibilities are production economics, marketing and policy for peanuts, grains, and soybeans. He also has risk management program responsibilities and works with Georgia peanut growers on value-added prospects and ventures. In addition, he's developed public policy education programs since the beginning of the debate for the 2002 Farm Bill. Nathan was an extension marketing specialist for row crops at the University of Arkansas before coming to the University of Georgia. He earned his Bachelor of Science degree from Clemson University, Master of Science degree from Auburn University, and a PhD from the University of Kentucky, all in agricultural economics. Dr. Smith lives in Tifton with his wife and two sons, and I want to thank you very much, Nathan, for joining us today. We'll now turn it over to you.
Thank you, John, and hello to everybody connected live and to those who will be watching this later. We certainly appreciate everybody joining in, and I'm glad to see the interest in what's in the Farm Bill. I won't take too long. I'll just take a minute to kind of share with you how these webinars came along, and talk of just a minute about maybe what will be coming down in the future through this National Farm Bill Consortium. This webinar and a series of webinars that to come was basically came through a group of extension specialists around the country that we're kind of loosely calling a consortium of participants. And this consortium is made up of SARA 39 Public Policy Issues Education Information Exchange Group, the Regional Risk Management Education Centers, and the Regional Extension Farm Management Committees. And so the idea was to put together a type of education program that can help other extension specialists and around the country and in different regions to get a better handle and understanding of the Farm Bill and what's in the new Farm Bill. So we thank Dr. Vince Smith and Jonathan Copus for their presentations, excellent presentations, really kicked it off great. What's coming down the road is hopefully four more webinars beginning March 17, targeting dairy and livestock, and then March 24, targeting commodity programs and crop insurance. And then March 31st, hopefully targeting conservation, horticulture, and beginning farmers will be the targets for that. And then April 7th, a discussion on nutrition and food policy programs. So those are the plans for the webinars. We also have, as sponsors, as John mentioned in the beginning, not only with those in the consortium, but with the Ag, we certainly appreciate Ag in uncertain times as being the host in Montana State, the Working the Women webinar, as well as AAEA Extension Section and CFAIR. So, you know, the goals of this National Extension Consortium is to deliver the webinar series on what's in the Farm Bill and potential impacts, but also, as in years past, like the 2002 and 2008 Farm Bills, some of you may have attended a national conference, a train-to-trainer type conference for extension professionals. That's in discussion. And hopefully as we get the rules and regs come out and so that we can look at better being able to design decision aids and provide information on decision-making, that we'll have the conference be able to plan a conference with policy experts and provide resources for education and training out in your area, your region, or your state. So, again, I just want to thank everybody for their participation, John. Just to say stay tuned as we have more webinars and as we learn more of the details with the rules and regs of the Farm Bill. So, John, that's pretty much all I wanted to cover, and we'll be glad to turn it back over to you. If there's a question, certainly can try to take it.
Okay, so you did mention if I am correct, Nathan, that there's to be a program that we're going to do in the near future covering the dairy program explicitly. There's a question that had come in earlier regarding that.
Right. The next webinar is going to be targeted at dairy and livestock disaster programs, since those are certainly, as was mentioned earlier, seem to be the most pressing in terms of what will be rolled out from the Farm Bill.
Okay, great.